You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I don't know if AJ Perez requested this or what, but we're excited to get AJ Perez on the show. AJ's worked all over, covered the Commander sale, every tooth and nail. AJ's now got a new Netflix movie about to drop, a new Untold, The Fall of Brett Favre. AJ, what's up, man? How are you?
Doing well, JP. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man.
Yeah, man. Get us up to speed with everything you got going, man. This is obviously a big deal to drop a movie on Netflix.
Yeah, I just got to Baltimore. I'm on the train back. We had the premiere last night in New York.
Awesome.
Yeah, this has been started this whole process in late 2023, and as a journalist for 20 something years, that you don't really have an appreciation of how much work it goes into a documentary like this until you do one.
How far does it go back, JJ? I knew you say the fall, but, you know, I played against Brett in college, and there were some things happening in college, too. I don't know if you went that far back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was at USM days, and even before that, we have footage of him as a toddler, you know, with mm-hmm. his father, Herb. We go all the way back because, you know, this is, well, Favre has had some issues, and Jen Sturger, obviously, was, you know, there's so much there as far as those inappropriate pictures go back in that he sent back in 2008, and then mm-hmm. we bring it forward to now with the Mississippi welfare scandal, which is how I got into it, because I covered that extensively. So it's pretty much his entire life, and as much as we can fit into an hour and 2 or 3 minutes, not everything is going to, every little thing he's done in his whole life is going to be in there, but we cover a lot.
Could you look at some of the things you saw and just see where things that came back later are things that just wasn't corrected when he was a little younger?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like, we don't know, his dad died, he kind of about 10 years into his NFL career. Uh-huh. And Herb was such a major part of his life. And without him, and you see the issues since, you know, what had happened, because he's a superstar athlete, and, you know, it's not, those kind of things happen to, you know, a few superstars, with or without their parents. They go and make decisions that, you know, impact their legacy. But, you know, I think that was a kind of an intriguing part, because Irv didn't let him throw balls in high school. I mean, he was like a run-only kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting, because I think, like a lot of guys, Brett Favre came to extreme fame and, I assume, fortune prior to social media. And it seemed like he was probably one of the biggest football players, most loved football players. Hell, he was in Something About Mary. Like, he was making movies. And I just wonder if, was he always kind of, I don't I don't know. I'm not trying to cast aspersions, but all the allegations and all the stuff that has come out really kind of since his Packers days, he seems like somewhere between a scumbag and a moron. Is that like a fair, is that a fair read?
Oh, I'll let you say that because if you see the end of the documentary, you'll see why I'm a little careful about this stuff. You're in a small market like Green Bay. It's not D.C. It's not New York. It's not Chicago. It's not L.A. You know, you could get away with some things there that he probably wouldn't get away with it earlier in his career elsewhere. So I think that's a big part of it. Mm.
So I'll be honest. I remember the Jen Sturger stuff. That was like he was sending illicit pictures, I guess. The welfare stuff down in Mississippi, I don't really know what exactly has happened. Can you just get us up to speed with at least what the allegations are?
There's $8 million of federal welfare funds. These are federal TANF funds that each state every year gets a block grant of money. And the states there are guidelines, but the states can do what they kind of see fit with the money. Favre got access to that. $1.1 million went to him, which he's repaid. Another $5 million to the USM, the Southern Miss Volleyball Arena, where his daughter just started playing volleyball there. And then $2 million went to a drug company, Prevacus. So he's repaid the $1.1 million. He's still a defendant in the lawsuit that seeks to recoup the other $7 million, basically. So that's where that stands, and it's been going on for 5+ years. He hasn't been charged criminally. He has denied all wrongdoing. There's still, a slight chance there could be criminal charges, but there's been no movement in that over the last year or so.
Mm. Interesting, man. So what has the reaction been to the movie so far?
It's pretty good. I think some people I think I see on Twitter like trying to think we just threw this together because he campaigned with Trump, which I think is hilarious since we started this in 2023, a year before he did that. Mm-hmm. So far it's been positive. I know we had to cram it a lot in an hour and 2 or 3 minutes, but we did, and I think I'm happy with the end product. I think that's so far it's been 80% positive. If I can just estimate from the social on Twitter, Blue Sky and elsewhere.
Dude, how did you get involved in this? I mean, your background's as a reporter. How did you get? Are you a producer on this thing? What you got all sorts of bylines.
I'm an executive producer. Yeah, there. Wow. That can mean a lot of different things when you're an EP. But I was hands on. I pitched this thing. Everwonder is a new company that got a big investment to launch. That company in 2020, late 2023, when my editor Boston said to me, "Hey, what do you have?" I'm like, "Well, I got Dan Snyder and I got Brett Favre. Snyder's still going. We don't know what the team's going to happen with the team yet, but Favre is kind of, I'd say, done. It's that's still a little bit ongoing too in Mississippi as far as the lawsuit, but it was a little more baked in. So I got to be created a copy for a pitch deck, Everwonder, which is basically got the same investment, the same investors, Redbird Capital as front office floor. So we're kind of big. And since then, they share the same floor in New York. So it was like, Everwonder started, FOS had my reporting on Brett Favre, and it kind of just went off from there.
We've seen Brett on Capitol Hill doing different things. Does any of that stuff get into it? I know you said when you see the end, you may see something differently. Does all that stuff come into it?
Yeah, Beamish, that's in there. I sat for this documentary. I booked a lot of the stuff. I also shot video. The only one, congressional press passes. I got tipped off in September, the day before his hearing, where he arrested me. One of my sources told me that he's going to announce he has Parkinson's. And I'm like, what? And I was covering during that hearing anyway, because I've covered all so many things over the years, going back to the Federal Court days and straight era of baseball. My editor decided not to run the story immediately. So we waited for him to say he had Parkinson's, and then we had 1,000-word story up on the same wheeler. And so I shot video, just like the reaction, like that was a hearing on welfare fraud. And you call someone like Brett Favre, or you think that's like, that's not like calling Smokey the Bear to a wildfire, hearing. This is kind of way 180 that. So I thought that was kind of strange, and I've heard a lot of strange hearings over the years.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I'm going to throw him on hold. You guys see if you can lock that in. We're talking with AJ Perez, front office sports, executive producer of this new untold story, The Fall of Brett Favre. It's on Netflix. I think it came out today. AJ's a buddy. He's been on the program a ton. Was knee-deep in all the Snyder reporting as that situation was unfolding. Now he's making movies for Netflix. Pretty big deal. AJ, man, congratulations on the success of this thing. I imagine it's going to go crazy now that it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I hope so. I got people texting me, friends, family, you know. It's some who didn't even, which is strange if you know me. And, you know, I've been working on this for a year and a half. That they didn't know I was a documentary or did one until they saw my face on there. So it's been a good experience. I'm working on others, too.
Yeah. Well, dude, it was funny to me. So Mullins texted that we were going to have you on the show. I was like, cool, what's AJ working on? Thinking you kind of are at the intersection of sports and business and politics and all these things. And Mullins is like, yeah, he's an executive producer of a movie on Netflix. I was like, damn, dude.
Great. Big jump right there.
Yeah. Got to feel good, man.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, you guys always been great to be, I'm sure I'll be on soon, talk about something else. You know, DC, a little more DC related.
So. Well, dude, we'll watch it too. This is something I will watch. Real quick though, I did notice something on your Twitter handle, which is @byAJPerez. You tweeted something out from Front Office Sports about Inside the NBA, if they're all going to go to ESPN next year. And I love that show. Turner's studio shows, Inside the NBA and whatever they call the hockey one. I love both of them.
Yeah.
I think Barkley and Biz are like the two best analysts just from an entertainment standpoint alone. Is Inside the NBA sticking around even when they go to ESPN? Do you know that answer?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely are. They're going to be basically the NBA show. It'll run out of Atlanta by Turner Sports, but ESPN will basically simulcasting. Not much different from what they do with Pat McAfee's show now.
And will Chuck get to be Chuck, just like I guess McAfee is?
He wouldn't sign any other way.
ESPN could be hands off. So
Charles wouldn't sign no deal if it was any other way.
Good.
Exactly. It's ESPN is going to be the fire hose that broadcasts that kind of pushes out the content. They're not going to really be producing in a traditional sense.
Gotcha. AJ, congrats again.
Appreciate
on the movie.
It,
everybody, check it out on Netflix, Untold, The Fall of Favre. Thanks, dude.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Hi, man.
Give him a follow at by AJ Perez. AJ joined us via the Rude Guest Hotline. When we come back, got to make some bets.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.